Hello everyone, so many of you are wondering, are there any other types of survivors that desire, but more importantly need, your adult sexual edutainment, sexual educational entertainment? The answer is yes. And they don't mind me sharing with you what they've survived in particular. The rest of my fan base, the rest of my supporters, the rest of my consumers are survivors of institutional discrimination, survivors of structural discrimination, survivors of ageism, survivors of caste systems, survivors of classism, survivors of dialect discrimination, survivors of ableism, survivors of genetic discrimination, survivors of texturism, survivors of height discrimination, survivors of linguistic discrimination, survivors of lookism, survivors of sanism, survivors of racism, survivors of colorism, survivors of scientific racism, survivors of rankism, survivors of sexism, survivors of sexual orientation discrimination, survivors of speciesism, survivors of sizeism, survivors of viewpoint discrimination. These particular kinds of survivors have endured rape culture. The second set of survivors that are my fan base, my supporters, and my consumers are survivors of aerophobia, survivors of ace phobia, survivors of adultism, survivors of adult supremacy, survivors of persecution of people with albinism, survivors of discrimination against autistic people, survivors of discrimination against homeless people, survivors of discrimination against drug addicts, survivors of anti-intellectualism, survivors of discrimination against intersex people, survivors of bias against left-handed people, survivors of anti-masonry, survivors of anti-Semitism, survivors of aporophobia, survivors of audism with a D, survivors of biphobia, survivors of clanism, survivors of cronyism, survivors of elitism, survivors of ephobiphobia, survivors of the social determinants of health, survivors of the social determinants of health and poverty, survivors of the social determinants of mental health, survivors of the social stigma of obesity, survivors of gay phobia, survivors of femme phobia, survivors of gerontophobia, survivors of heterosexism, survivors of serophobia, survivors of homophobia, survivors of leprosy stigma, survivors of lesbophobia, survivors of discrimination against men, survivors of misandry, survivors of misogyny, survivors of discrimination against women, survivors of discrimination against children, survivors against misogyny, survivors of misogyny, survivors of nepotism, survivors of pedophobia, survivors of the perpetual foreigner stereotype, survivors of pregnancy discrimination, survivors of reverse discrimination, survivors of sectarianism, survivors of supremacism, survivors of black supremacy, survivors of white supremacy, survivors of transphobia, survivors of discrimination against non-binary people, survivors of trans misogyny, survivors of misogynoir, survivors of trans misogynoir, survivors of vegophobia, and survivors of xenophobia. These particular set of survivors have endured rape culture. The third set of my fan base, my supporters, and my consumers are survivors of the persecution of Ahmadis, survivors of atheistophobia, survivors of persecution of Baha'i faith, survivors of the persecution of Buddhists, survivors of anti-Catholicism, survivors of the persecution of Christians, survivors of the persecution of Christians in the post-Cold War era, survivors of the persecution of Falun Gong, survivors of Hindu phobia, survivors of the persecution of Hindus, survivors of untouchability, survivors of Islamophobia, survivors of the persecution of Muslims, survivors of the persecution of Jehovah's Witnesses, survivors of religious anti-Semitism, survivors of the persecution of Jews, survivors of anti-Mormonism, survivors of religious discrimination against modern pagans, survivors of the persecution of Eastern Orthodox Christians, survivors of the persecution of Oriental Orthodoxy, survivors of anti-Protestantism, survivors of the persecution of members of the Rastafari movement, survivors of anti-Shiism, survivors of the persecution of Sufis, survivors of the persecution of Zoroastrians. These particular survivors have endured rape culture. The fourth set of survivors, who are my fan base, my supporters, and my consumers, are survivors of anti-Afghan sentiments, are survivors of Afrophobia, survivors of albinophobia, survivors of anti-Arabism, survivors of Armenophobia, survivors of anti-Asian racism in France, survivors of anti-Asian racism in post-apartheid South Africa, survivors of anti-Asian racism in the United States, survivors of Azerophobia, survivors of Azerbaijanism, survivors of Negrophobia, Survivors of racism against African Americans. Survivors of anti-black discrimination in China. Survivors of anti-black racism in South Africa. Survivors of discrimination against Bengalis in India. Survivors of anti-Catalanism. Survivors of Chechenophobia. Survivors of xenophobia. Survivors of Croatophobia. Survivors of anti-Filipino sentiments. Survivors of anti-Finnish Dublin sentiments. Survivors of anti-French sentiments. Survivors of Kartvelophobia. Survivors of anti-Greek sentiments. Survivors of anti-Haitianism. Survivors of the persecution of Hazaras. Survivors of Hispanophobia. Survivors of anti-Hungarian sentiments. Survivors of anti-Igbo sentiments. Survivors of anti-Indianism. Survivors of anti-Indigenous racism in Australia. Survivors of anti-Indigenous racism in Canada. Survivors of anti-Indigenous racism in the United States. Survivors of persophobia. Survivors of anti-Irish sentiment. Survivors of anti-Zionism. Survivors of anti-Italianism. Survivors of anti-Japanese sentiment. Survivors of anti-Semites. Survivors of anti-Semitism. Survivors of Choreophobia. Survivors of Kurdophobia. Survivors of anti-Lithuanian sentiments. Survivors of Malayophobia. Survivors of anti-Mexican sentiments. Survivors of anti-Middle Eastern sentiments. Survivors of anti-Mongolianism. Survivors of anti-Pakistan sentiments. Survivors of anti-Palestinianism. Survivors of anti-Pashtun sentiments. Survivors of Polonophobia. Survivors of anti-Quebec sentiments. Survivors of anti-Romanian sentiments. Survivors of anti-Romanian sentiments. Survivors of anti-Russian sentiments. Survivors of anti-Serb sentiments. Survivors of Slavophobia. Survivors of anti-Somali sentiments. Survivors of Tartarophobia. Survivors of anti-Thai sentiments. Survivors of anti-Turkish sentiments. Survivors of Ukrainophobia. Survivors of anti-Uyghur sentiments. Survivors of acts and displays of prejudice, xenophobia, discrimination, violence, and racism against Venezuelan people. And survivors of anti-Vietnamese sentiments. These particular survivors and have endured rape culture. The fourth set of those who are my my fan base, my supporters, and my consumers are survivors of anti-LGBTQI plus rhetoric, survivors of blood libel, ritual murder libel, survivors of violent bullying, survivors of the unhealthy cancel culture, not the good cancel culture, survivors of the capital punishment for homosexuality and transgenderism. Survivors of compulsory sterilization. Survivors of curated rape. Survivors of counter jihad. Survivors of cultural genocide. Survivors of defamation. Survivors of democide. Survivors of disability hate crimes, survivors of dog whistles, survivors of economic discrimination, survivors of discrimination in education, survivors of employment discrimination, survivors of eliminationism, survivors of enemy of the people, enemy of the nation, survivors of ethnic cleansing, survivors of ethnic conflict, survivors of ethnic hatred, survivors of the evil-spirited type of ethnic joke, survivors of ethnocide, survivors of forced conversion, survivors of the concept of freak shows, survivors of LGBTQI+ bashing, survivors of gendercide, survivors of genital modification and mutilation, survivors of genocide, survivors of genocides in history, survivors of glass ceilings, survivors of hate, survivors of murderous and violent hate crimes, survivors of violence against LGBTQI+ people, survivors of hate groups, survivors of hate speech, survivors of homeless dumping, survivors of housing discrimination, survivors of Indian rolling, survivors of the intersectionality of oppression, survivors of the Lavender Scare, survivors of the LGBTQI+ grooming conspiracy theory, survivors of attempts to be killed for being transgender, survivors of lynching, survivors of mortgage discrimination, survivors of murder music, survivors of the Native American mascot controversy, survivors of occupational segregation, survivors of persecution, survivors of pogroms, survivors of political repression, survivors of purges, survivors of racialization or ethnicization, survivors of religious persecution, survivors of secular persecution, survivors of religious terrorism, survivors of secular terrorism, survivors of religious violence, survivors of secular violence, survivors of religious wars, survivors of secular wars, survivors of scapegoating, survivors of segregation academies, survivors of sexual harassment, survivors of sex selective abortion, survivors of slut shaming, survivors of sex shaming, survivors of prude shaming, survivors of kink shaming, survivors of body shaming, and survivors of consent shaming, survivors of violence against queer and questioning people, survivors of, survivors of violence against queer and questioning people, survivors against violence against hermaphrodites, and survivors of violence against people of gender and sexual diversity. And to correct myself, survivors of violence against queer and questioning people, survivors of violence against all gender identities, all sexual orientations, and all sex characteristics. Survivors of victimization, survivors of violence against women, survivors of violence against men, survivors of violence against children, survivors of violence against non-binary people, survivors of white flight or white exodus, survivors of black flight or black exodus, survivors of the white genocide conspiracy theory, survivors of wife selling, survivors of husband selling, and to be fair to non-binary people, survivors of spouse selling, and survivors of witch hunts. All these survivors in particular have endured rape culture. The fifth set of my fan base, my supporters and my consumers, are survivors of the ageism version of Age of Candacy, survivors of blood purity, survivors of, you know, survivors of blood quantum laws, survivors of the crime of apartheid, survivors of the gender pay gap, survivors of being mocked for having disabilities, survivors of the misogynistic version of gender roles, survivors of gerontocracy, survivors of gerrymandering, survivors of ghetto benches, benches, survivors of internment, you know, camps, survivors of Jewish quotas, survivors of the law for protection of the nation, survivors of blood donation restrictions on men who have sex with men, survivors of seeing people as non-persons, survivors of numerous clauses, survivors of the one-drop rule, survivors of racial quotas, survivors of racial segregation, survivors of Jim Crow laws, survivors of the Nuremberg Laws, survivors of racial steering, survivors of redlining, survivors of laws and issues prohibiting same-sex marriage, survivors of geographical segregation, survivors of the ageism version of age segregation, survivors of racial segregation, survivors of religious segregation, survivors of the heterosexist version of sex segregation, survivors of social exclusion, survivors of sodomy laws, survivors of state atheism, survivors of state religion, survivors of ugly laws, and survivors of voter suppression. These survivors in particular have endured rape culture. The sixth and final set of my fan base, my supporters, and my consumers are survivors of white privilege, survivors of the talk racism in the United States, survivors of stereotype threats, survivors of stereotypes, survivors of of the treatment of individuals of different species, survivors of social stigma, survivors of the social model of disability, survivors of social identity threat, survivors of social marginalization, survivors of snobbery, survivors of second generation gender bias, survivors of religious intolerance, survivors of secular intolerance, survivors of racism by country, survivors of racial bias and criminals in the United States, survivors of prisoner abuse, survivors of prejudice, survivors of power distance, survivors of political correctness, survivors of police trauma, survivors of oppression, survivors of oikophobia, survivors of being attacked for embracing neurodiversity, survivors of net bias, survivors of being attacked for embracing polyculturalism, survivors of net bias, survivors of being attacked for embracing multiculturalism, survivors of the medical model of autism, survivors of the medical model of disability, survivors of the hypermasculine version of masculinism, survivors of male privilege, survivors of intersectionality of victimization, survivors of internalized oppression, survivors of heteronormativity, survivors of fig leaves, survivors of eugenics, survivors of ethnic penalties, survivors of being attacked for embracing diversity, survivors of dehumanization, survivors of being attacked for embracing civil liberties, survivors of Christian privilege, survivors of bias, survivors of amatornormativity, and survivors of those embracing allophilia, survivors of those who embrace healthy toleration, survivors of those who are being attacked for embracing healthy toleration, which said survivors of those who are being attacked for embracing social integration, survivors of those who are being attacked for embracing the right of the people to self-determination, survivors of those being attacked for survivors of being attacked for embracing healthy reclamation, survivors of those who are being attacked, the ones who are being attacked for embracing racial integration, survivors of being attacked for embracing nonviolence, survivors of being attacked for embracing LGBTQI+ rights, survivors of being attacked for embracing intersex human rights, survivors of being attacked for embracing human rights, survivors of being attacked according to the hate speech laws by country, survivors of being attacked for embracing the fighting discrimination program of Human Rights First, survivors of being attacked for embracing feminism, survivors of being attacked for embracing the fat acceptance movement, survivors of being attacked for embracing empowerment, survivors of being attacked for embracing diversity training, survivors of being attacked for embracing cultural pluralism, survivors of being attacked for embracing anti-discrimination laws, survivors of being attacked for embracing affirmative action, and lastly, survivors of being attacked for fighting against cultural assimilation. And these particular survivors have endured rape culture. And actually, my seventh and final set of my fan base, my supporters, and my consumers are survivors of objectification, survivors of dehumanization, survivors of sexual objectification, survivors of commodification, survivors of self-objectification, survivors of reification, survivors of instrumentality, survivors of denial of autonomy, survivors of inertness, survivors of fungibility, survivors of viability, survivors of slavery ownership, survivors of reduction of body, survivors of reduction of parents, survivors of silencing, survivors of psychological manipulation and survivors of bigotry within all the seven continents and all the islands. And these survivors in particular have endured rape culture. And all these kinds of survivors have told me that my that I'm their sex therapy because of my survivor-centered sexual personality emphasis and my survivor-centered erotic blueprinting emphasis. And I am wanting to also make it clear that there are survivors who've told me they want to learn how can they definitely live their sexual lives as big-hearted lovers, right? Because the survivors really appreciate it when I tell them that sex requires work ethic. Sex requires you work hard. Sex requires you work smart. Which means that, and survivors really like this when I tell them, that big-hearted lovers means no sexual laziness, no sexual indolence, no sexual sloth, no sexual lethargy, no sexual inactivity, no sexual slackness, no sexual sluggishness, no sexual dullness, no sexual heaviness, no sexual inertia, no sexual drowsiness, no sexual passivity, no sexual listlessness, no sexual listlessness, no sexual laxness, no sexual negligence, no sexual sleepiness, no sexual dreaminess, no sexual weariness, no sexual apathy, no sexual indifference, no sexual tardiness, no sexual shiftlessness, no sexual procrastination, no sexual idleness. And that means sexual action, sexual promptitude, and sexual agility. What that means is that, I'm not saying you can't get tired, I'm not saying you can't get sleepy, but when you're supposed to be having sex, all the energy and all the stamina should go to your partner and their partners. You have to get plenty of sleep, gotta eat right, gotta exercise 30 minutes a day, and you gotta drink healthy fluids. And get your 8 hours, like I said, of sleep, because sometimes you have to have sex, so You don't want to sexually be a bump on a log. That's just sexually rude and sexually disrespectful. Don't be sexually asleep on the job. Don't be sexually loafing. Don't be sexually neglectful. Don't be sexual dilatory. Don't be sexually careless. Don't be sexually flagging. Don't be sexually inattentive. Don't be sexually remiss. Don't be sexually too fast. Don't be sexually too slow. And don't be sexually dallying. Don't be sexually nonchalant either. Be gradually sexual. And then, I feel like survivors appreciate that I tell them that when it comes to sex, there needs to be healthy sexual sounds, healthy sexual vibrates, healthy sexual echoes. I'm sorry, there needs to be healthy sexual sounds, healthy sexual vibrating, healthy sexual echoes, healthy sexual resounds, healthy sexual reverberating, healthy sexual resounding, healthy sexual reverberating, healthy sexual shouts, healthy sexual singing, healthy sexual whispering, healthy sexual murmuring, healthy sexual clattering, healthy sexual clanking, healthy sexual rattling, healthy sexual blows, healthy sexual blares, healthy sexual barks, healthy sexual ring outs, healthy sexual explosions, healthy sexual exploding, healthy sexual thundering, healthy sexual buzzing, healthy sexual rumbling, healthy sexual humming, healthy sexual jabbering, healthy sexual jangling, healthy sexual whining, healthy sexual crashing, healthy sexual banging, healthy sexual booming, healthy sexual bursting, healthy sexual chattering, healthy sexual creaking, healthy sexual clanging, healthy sexual roaring, healthy sexual babbling, healthy sexual clapping, healthy sexual pattering, healthy sexual prattling, healthy sexual clinking, healthy sexual tooting, healthy sexual cackling, healthy sexual clacking, healthy sexual thudding, healthy sexual slamming, healthy sexual smashing, healthy sexual thumping, healthy sexual snorting, healthy sexual shrieking, healthy sexual moaning, healthy sexual groaning, healthy sexual grunting, healthy sexual screaming, healthy sexual hollering, healthy sexual shrieking, healthy sexual quavering, healthy copulatory vocalizations, healthy trumpeting, healthy sexual croaking, healthy sexual cawing, healthy sexual quacking, healthy sexual squawking, healthy sexual tonality, healthy sexual resonance, healthy sexual notes, healthy sexual something audible, healthy sexual the quality of something audible, healthy sexual timbres, healthy sexual tones, healthy sexual pitches, healthy sexual intonation, healthy sexual accents, healthy sexual character, healthy sexual quality, healthy sexual softness, healthy sexual hardness, healthy sexual lightness, healthy sexual loudness, healthy sexual modulation, healthy sexual discords, healthy sexual consonants, healthy sexual harmony, healthy healthy sexual chirping, healthy sexual peeping, healthy sexual growling, healthy sexual bellowing, healthy sexual whirring, whirring, healthy sexual making noise, healthy sexual squealing, healthy sexual screeching, healthy sexual making sounds. And I also, survivors like this too, when I say this, that that yes, even in sex, there are times for healthy sexual quietness. Healthy sexual peacefulness, healthy sexual peace and quiet. Healthy sexual peace, healthy sexual restfulness, healthy sexual calm, healthy sexual calmness, healthy sexual tranquility, healthy sexual serenity, healthy sexual silence, healthy sexual stillness, healthy sexually still, healthy sexually quiet, healthy sexually quietude, healthy sexual hush, healthy sexual soundlessness, healthy sexual noiselessness, healthy sexual factor state of abstaining from sexual speech, healthy sexual absence of noise or bustle, calm. Survivors appreciate when I say sex requires kindness. Sex requires the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Sex requires kindliness. Sex requires kind-heartedness. Sex requires warm-heartedness. Sex requires tender-heartedness. Sex requires goodwill. Sex requires affectionateness. Sex requires affection. Sex requires warmth. Sex requires gentleness. Sex requires tenderness. Sex requires concern. Sex requires care. Sex requires consideration. Sex requires considerateness. Sex requires helpfulness. Sex requires thoughtfulness. Sex requires unselfishness. Sex requires selflessness. Sex requires altruism. Sex requires compassion. Sex requires sympathy. Sex requires empathy. Sex requires understanding. Sex requires big-heartedness. Sex requires benevolence. Sex requires benignity. Sex requires friendliness. Sex requires neighborliness. Sex requires hospitality. Sex requires amiability. Sex requires amicability. Sex requires courteousness. Sex requires courtesy. Sex requires public-spiritedness. Sex requires generosity. Sex requires magnanimity. Sex requires healthy indulgence. Sex requires patience. Sex requires healthy tolerance. Sex requires charitableness. Sex requires graciousness. Sex requires healthy lenience. Sex requires humaneness. Sex requires mercifulness. Sex requires decency. Sex requires bounteousness. Sex does not require unkindness. Sex does not require meanness. Sex requires kind acts. Sex requires good deeds. Sex requires acts of kindness. Sex requires good turns. Sex requires favor. Sex requires help. Sex requires service. Sex requires active assistance. Sex requires aid, A-I-D, aiding, helping out. Sex does not require disservice. And survivors appreciate when I say this. Sex requires respect. Sex requires esteem. Sex requires regard. Sex requires high regard. Sex requires high opinion. Sex requires acclaim. Sex requires admiration. Sex requires adoration. Sex requires approbation. Sex requires approval. Sex requires appreciation. Sex requires estimation. Sex requires popularity. Sex requires recognition. Sex requires veneration. Sex requires awe. Sex requires awe-inspiring. Sex requires reverence. Sex requires deference. Sex requires honor. Sex requires praise. Sex requires homage. Sex does not require content. Sex requires a feeling of deep admiration for someone elicited by their abilities, qualities, and achievements. Sex requires due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. Sex requires due regard. Sex requires attentiveness. Sex requires politeness. Sex requires civility. Sex does not require dishonorableness. Sex requires healthy hero worship. Sex requires being put on a healthy pedestal. Sex requires thinking much of each other. Sex requires thinking highly of each other. Sex requires having a high opinion of each other. Sex requires looking up to each other. Sex requires healthy idolizing each other. Sex requires healthy lionizing of each other. Sex requires healthy applauding each other. Sex requires healthy cherishment of each other. Sex requires safeguarding. Sex requires protection. Sex requires safety. Sex requires sanity. Sex requires healthy adulating each other. Sex requires healthy treasuring each other. And just sex requires set great store by each other healthily. You know, sex requires holding each other in high regard, you know. Sex does not require despise. I found the best way for me to end all this is that there are some survivors, and they don't mind you knowing, that have told me that I am the perfect sex and the perfect sex partner. So a lot of people and feel that way. Many people, I should say, feel that way. So you're wondering, Antonio, as a erotic film superstar, would some of your sexual encounters be with your fans? Yes, but I have this rational stipulation attached to it. You actually have to be attracted to me for all the right reasons. You can't treat me as a throwaway, nor something to throw overboard. You actually have to love me for me, like me for me, respect me for me, and find contentment in me because of the contentment within me. And they actually have to be grateful for me and be humble about me. Some people may say you want the good kind of groupies. I wouldn't call them that, but if that helps you to best understand what I'm saying, then yes. And it's not a power imbalance. It's not competing interests in this case, because when you're in the healthy business of advertising. Humane-centered sex and cautioning against inhumane-centered sex. Then there are people in need of that from me. So there's some people who feel like, well, the best sex I ever had in life is with Antonio because he meets all of my checklist of what I need and want in a sex partner and what I need and want in sex. He's the best to give me pleasure. And this is really the best way to end. I have to end on a steamy note. So there are survivors who said, Antonio, we need you to show us survivor-centered. And I'll repeat. My fellow survivors told me they want me to show them survivor-centered clitoral orgasms, survivor-centered vaginal orgasms, survivor-centered combo orgasms, survivor-centered blended orgasms, survivor-centered G-spot orgasms, survivor-centered squirting orgasms, survivor-centered anal orgasms, survivor-centered nipple orgasm, survivor-centered corgasm, survivor-centered cervical orgasm, survivor-centered sleep orgasm, survivor-centered full-body orgasm, survivor-centered multi-orgasm, survivor-centered breath orgasm, survivor-centered U-spot orgasm, survivor-centered non-touch orgasms. Survivor-centered anal orgasms, survivor-centered mental orgasms, survivor-centered blended orgasms. Survivor-centered ejaculatory orgasm, survivor-centered pelvic orgasm, survivor-centered retrograde orgasm, survivor-centered P-spot prostate orgasm, survivor-centered energy orgasms, survivor-centered multi-ejaculatory orgasms. I have accepted their requests with euphoric enthusiasm and enthusiastic euphoria.